Well, in 2 days, we will celebrate Christmas. During this time of giving and receiving, many prayers are raised to God. Some people pray that they will get a particular Christmas gift. Others pray that a loved one might be healed of cancer. Still others pray for peace in a world where wars are all too common. But I don't have to tell you that our prayers are not always answered, at least not in the way that we want. For example, we pray for a particular Christmas gift and we end up getting something else instead. We pray for our loved one to be healed of cancer, but the cancer progresses and gets worse. We pray for world peace, but the wars continue. Last Sunday's sermon was based on the Lord's Prayer, specifically the part of the Lord's Prayer which teaches us to forgive others as God has already forgiven us because of His Son's sacrificial death for our sins. Well, today, Jesus continues to teach us about God's gift of prayer and how prayer, when it is done according to God's will, teaches us that our Heavenly Father knows what's best for us. In other words, prayer is not a way for us to twist God's arm until He gives us what we want. Instead, prayer is a way for God to teach us that He wants to have a personal relationship with us. And also, God uses prayer to teach us to learn how to trust Him. To trust Him especially when He doesn't give us what we want. Now, of course, the reason we sinners can have a personal relationship with God at all is because of His Son, Jesus. And that's one of the big reasons we celebrate Christmas. Think of the miracle. The eternal Son of God took on human flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary for this purpose, to save us from our sins against God. We read about that in Matthew's Gospel, where it says, "An angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.'" And by the way, the name Jesus means God saves. But how does Jesus save us from our sins? Simply put, Jesus takes our place. Jesus took your sin and mine, the sin of all people, and He suffered damnation in our place when He was nailed to the cross. Without that sacrifice, it would be impossible for us sinners to have a relationship with the Holy God. In fact, if it were not for Christmas, we sinners would be doomed to live forever separated from God and His love. But praise be to God, through faith in Jesus, His Son, and because of His sacrifice for us, we sinners are able to approach the Holy God and call Him Father. Through faith in Jesus, we become God's dearly loved children. Children who believe that our Father knows best. At the beginning of today's Gospel reading from Luke, Jesus tells us about a man who goes to his friend's house in the middle of the night to get 3 loaves of bread. Now, I don't know about you, but if somebody wakes me up from a sound sleep at midnight just to ask for 3 loaves of bread, I'm not going to be too happy with the guy. Here's what Jesus says. "I tell you, though, he will not get up and give him the bread because he is his friend, yet because of the man's boldness, he will get up and give him as much as he needs." In other words, even though this guy is quite upset with the man who's waking him up at midnight, because of this man's continual knocking on the door and pleading, the guy's going to get up and give him anything he wants just so he'll go away. So what's Jesus' point? His point is that some people will give us what we ask for not because they love us, but because we are bold and they just want to get rid of us. You know, if somebody nags you enough, well, you give them what they want so they'll be quiet and go away. Why does Jesus tell us that story? Because God, our Father, is not like that. This is a comparison and a contrast story. You see, unlike that man in our story, our Father loves us and He does not want to get rid of us. Even more, our Father will give us what is best for us, not just what we want. Therefore, we should be all the more bold when we pray to our Father in heaven. However, there's something you need to understand. The boldness of the believer is not an arrogant attitude that tells God what to do. No. You see, we know that God is holy and that we deserve nothing from Him. Therefore, we are bold to approach God because of Jesus and Jesus alone. Listen to these words from Hebrews chapter 4. Let us approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. This is what Jesus is teaching us when He says, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks the door will be opened. Now those are wonderful words, but sadly these words of Jesus have been pulled out of context and used in a very evil way. For example, some have quoted these words of Jesus to support the evil notion that if we just pray sincerely enough and long enough and boldly enough, then God just has to give us what we want. Many people have done just that, but some of their prayers were not answered in the way they wanted. And what was the result? The result is that some of these people have become very bitter at God, or they end up denying His existence altogether because He didn't give them what they wanted. Other people end up in despair because even though they prayed sincerely and boldly and for long periods of time, it appeared that God was ignoring them because He didn't give them what they wanted. So they end up in despair, thinking they're too sinful and not worthy of God's mercy. But my friends, what we must remember, as I've said many times before, God is not a genie in a lamp who will grant us our wishes just because we rub Him the right way. Nor is it possible for us to make ourselves worthy of God's mercy by trying to be better people, as though we can somehow impress God with our good works and thereby obligate Him to give us what we want. We need to remember that we sinners deserve nothing from God except His wrath. Therefore, anything that God does give us is by pure grace. On top of that, God always gives us His best. I mean, think of it. He gave us His Son Jesus, didn't He? Jesus is God's greatest gift to us. If our Father was willing to sacrifice His own Son for us, don't you think He's going to give us what's best for us in this life? Jesus goes on to make that very point when He says, which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? Did you hear that? Even sinful earthly fathers know how to give good gifts to their children. In fact, sinful earthly fathers also know that sometimes we must give our children what they need and not merely what they want. Because sometimes our children want things that are bad for them. Therefore, if sinful earthly fathers know how to give their children what is best for them, how much more then will our perfect, holy, heavenly Father give us what is best for us? In fact, Jesus said that the Father will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him. Here, Jesus teaches us what we should pray for most of all. When's the last time you asked God to continue to give you His Holy Spirit? You see, we get our priorities all messed up, don't we? What we need most is not that Christmas present that we want so much. What we need most is not to be cured of cancer, as important as that may be. What we need most is not world peace, even though that would be wonderful. My friends, none of these things mean anything if we do not trust in Jesus as our Savior from sin, death, and hell. Therefore, our greatest prayer should be that God would continue to give us His Holy Spirit, because not only does the Holy Spirit give us a repentant heart, He also gives us faith in Jesus as our Savior. In addition, the Holy Spirit also moves us to pray, "Thy will be done." The Spirit moves us to trust that our Heavenly Father knows what's best for us. The Apostle Paul had to learn this when God allowed him to suffer a great trial in his life. You might remember that at least three times Paul asked God to take that trial away from him. But remember what God's answer was? God's answer was, "Paul, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." Now, what do we learn from all this? What we learn is that we can ask God for specific things. We can ask Him for a certain Christmas present. We can ask Him to cure our loved one of cancer. We can ask Him for world peace. But the Spirit also moves us to pray, "Thy will be done." In fact, most of all, we must ask God to continue to give us His Holy Spirit. Because as I've already said, it's the Holy Spirit who gives us a repentant, humble heart. It's the Holy Spirit who gives us faith in Jesus, our Lord and Savior, through whom we have deliverance from sin and death and hell. The Spirit also moves us to pray, "Thy will be done." And when we pray, "Thy will be done," we are in the most trusting place we could be. You see, God will always answer our prayers, not by giving us what we want, but by giving us what is best for us. And so when the Spirit for whom we pray teaches us to pray, "Thy will be done," then we're in a right faith relationship with God, because then we're going to know that He will answer our prayers always by giving us what is best for us. In a few days, we will celebrate Christmas. What a miracle! The eternal Son of the Father was conceived in the womb of the Virgin Mary in order to save us from our sins. Jesus was born to die on a cross for us. So if the Father was willing to sacrifice His own Son for us, I think we can trust Him to give us what we truly need. And that is why, my friends, we can be bold in prayer. We can ask, we can seek, we can knock, and know that God will answer our prayers as He sees best. And no matter what we face in this life, we can know for certain that God will work in all things for our present and eternal good. Because of this, we can live in peace and joy, because we know that our loving Heavenly Father knows best. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.